Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, think of actors on a stage, and the scene is Good Friday. Joseph of Arimathea is a critical actor. He is a critical actor in the burial of Jesus. Now, this Joseph is not the father of Jesus, and he is not the man with the coat of many colors. This Joseph at the burial of Jesus is mentioned in all four Gospels. He came from a small village called Arimathea. You know, Arimathea, in the hill country of Judea. Arimathea, as in Joseph of Arimathea, and he was a respected member of the Sanhedrin, that Jewish religious council in Jerusalem. He was presumably wealthy, since he had his own unused tomb in a garden not far from the site where Jesus was crucified. But more importantly, Joseph was a man waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God, like Simeon and Anna. They waited to see the coming kingdom. And when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, Simeon took Jesus up in his arms and he blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel." They waited to see the coming kingdom of God, and they saw it with their very own eyes. Simeon saw it, Anna saw it, and Joseph of Arimathea saw it in Jesus Christ. So when Jesus died, Joseph went to Pontius Pilate and he asked for Jesus' body. Along with Nicodemus, Joseph removed the body and he placed it in the tomb. This was the first lesson that we can learn from Joseph of Arimathea. Show hospitality. Here is hospitality. Here is love of a stranger, philoxenia in the Greek. Joseph of Arimathea went out of his way. He took on danger, and yet he extended to the body, the dead body of Jesus, hospitality. He invited him in. He gave his dead body a place to lay. The public devotion shown by Joseph of Arimathea contrasted greatly to the fearfulness of the disciples who had abandoned Jesus and locked themselves in an upper room. So if a congregation were to do a passion play to tell again the old story, sure, the role of Joseph of Arimathea would be a bit part, just one or two lines. Yet his role is crucial. Most of us will ever only have a bit part in the life that we are called to lead. Yet your part is crucial. Your part is crucial in the lives of someone else. Yes, we will flub our lines. We will make mistakes and missteps, and we will miss our cues in sharing the word of God and fulfilling all of our responsibilities and various vocations. Yes, we will fail. Yet the Lord will teach us. He will teach us the role that we are assigned, the role to which we will practice. See, it's a practice of discipleship, the practice of hospitality. For this is how God normally works. Yes, Our God works miracles. He works supernaturally. But most of the time, our God works naturally. He works through people to provide for other people, through friendship, through laughter, through tears, through rebuke, through encouragement. God works through others who are in your life. This is why the book of James says that our works are necessary. They are necessary for our neighbor. Our works are not necessary for our salvation. For God needs nothing from us. And there is nothing that we can give God. After all, we are dead in our trespasses. And the last time I looked, a dead person can do absolutely nothing. The Pirates of the Caribbean taught me that, right? A dead man tells no tales. God doesn't need our works, but our neighbor does. And Joseph of Arimathea performed a good work for his neighbor. He showed hospitality. This is the first lesson that we can learn from Joseph of Arimathea. And now for the second lesson. Actors follow a script. Right? The church has a script as well. We call it scripture. Okay, you could laugh. We need to learn our lines. Joseph of Arimathea was looking for the kingdom of God, which means that he had heard the word. Jesus opens up the scripture. As every word is the word of God. And Joseph followed the script. Jesus followed the script perfectly. Joseph loved the Lord. And when you love someone, you love what he says. He also followed the stage directions. Otherwise, he was lost. We turned to scripture to give us all of our lines and to give us our stage direction. Joseph of Arimathea did not ad lib his lines. He kept to scripture. He did not add his own lines. He did not run off stage. Joseph of Arimathea took care of the body of Christ. We also are to take care of the body of Christ. The body of Christ is his church. And we are to take care of one another. Look around. You're not here alone. Too many times we focus on our relationship between God and me. But you're not alone. You're in the body of Christ. You're not in the pew alone. You didn't probably come alone. And even if you did, you're not alone now. You're in the body of Christ. And we are to take care of others in the body of Christ. In the roles assigned to us by the Lord, in our various vocations as butcher, baker, candlestick maker, mother, father, sister, brother, we are to take care of the body of Christ. We're to have care for his body in suffering and in rejoicing. We take care of the body of Christ. And the opposite is also true. The body of Christ takes care of us. For the Lord feeds us with his very body and his blood. The body of Christ. It is a cast of millions, millions upon millions. And each of us are dependent on each other. If you think about it, this lesson really isn't very different from the first. We're to show hospitality. We're to care for those in the body of Christ. That is the lesson that we learn from Joseph of Arimathea. So the passion play is all set. Jesus is the lead, and this is not acting. There was no stage cross to which he was nailed, nor fake styrofoam boulder in front of the tomb. Joseph of Arimathea was looking for the kingdom of God, and he buried Jesus' body, And when he put Jesus in the tomb, he may have thought that he was entombing the reign of God, but even that large stone in front of the new tomb could not hold the Lord of life. For Jesus is risen. I know it's not Easter, but I couldn't resist. By his service to the Lord, Joseph of Arimathea helped the Apostles' Creed, and he was buried, and on the third day. So do not minimize or maximize. Do not minimize or maximize your calling in the Lord's work. You may just have a line. But the part that the Lord uses for his work of salvation, you're a part of it. The script is solid. Scripture is solid. Amen. As followers of Christ, keep loving one another earnestly and show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Amen.